Glass of Water by Mark Wright, read by Gemma Arterton. Miles Brennan looked at the house with a happy smile. It was just a mundane-looking three-up, two-down, nestling on an ordinary suburban street. Ordinary. Mundane. But it was theirs. Miles placed his arm around Natalie's shoulders as she stood next to him on the patch of green lawn in front of the house. Ben left the toy car he was playing with in five-year-old Zeal on the flagstone path to stand by his dad's leg. "What do you think, Ben?" Miles asked his son. "Do you like your new home?" Ben looked up at the house, then wrinkled his nose at the brightness of the sun. "Yes," he shouted, then giggled and tottered off back to his car. Miles and Natalie laughed. "Right, babe," said Nats, that brisk look Miles loved so much flashing in her eyes. "Let's get started." "Night, night, Daddy." "Sleep tight, matey." Miles pulled the duvet up over Ben's warm body and kissed him on the forehead. He clicked on the nightlight that cast a vista of stars and planets around the walls and ceiling. Their priority before moving in was to get Ben's room sorted. Everything else could wait. It was looking pretty good considering it was their first night in the house. The typical bedroom of a five-year-old boy. Toys already stacked in corners. Ben 10 wallpaper, of course. IKEA wardrobe and cabin bed put together with only mild swearing. Miles nodded, happy with a job done. He left the door slightly ajar and crossed the landing. As he entered the opposite bedroom, he suddenly realised how dog-tired he was. That bone-deep fatigue that only moving house can inflict on a body.